Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Kurt Warner, man. I'm really sorry I blew it. I'm sorry.
But I jammed my thumb and I couldn't throw the ball. I only get paid like $50 bazillion. But I jammed it really hurt.
Everybody, this is really Miles Title, your co-host, Static.
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah.
By the way, because of the Super Bowl,
yes.
Let me just say that you do have something in common with Kurt Warner.
Uh-oh.
Lame excuses for not showing up.
I blew off doing the show, that's true. But I'm back now, ladies.
We usually record this on Sunday, and then it gives me a couple days to get things together for Wednesday.
Yeah,
we don't really do any editing, but like I have to stick the, I have to convert it and stuff like that, and upload it and all that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you and Kurt Warner. Well, I was gonna make it, but I hurt my thumb, and I couldn't drive the car, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Did you catch Britney,
The commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty lame, too.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
I liked it.
I thought, it's been done, They did the whole generational thing, and now they're just doing it with Britney Spears. And so
why not?
It's just, one of those deals.
Yeah.
I wasn't that enthused by it.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was, the designated driver thing with the dude driving the race car.
Yeah.
Doing the victory lap. I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But really, all in all, the ones I saw.
Yeah.
Not very funny.
No.
Yeah. Didn't like Britney Spears.
You would probably like to see Britney with like a Bic shaver.
A Bic shaver?
Advertising like a Bic shaver, talking about going after some tan lines or something.
Oh, doing the bikini thing?
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
I think that's a little projection on your part.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know the guy who got the email that says, see Britney doing it and comb the internet trying to find it.
See Britney doing it.
Britney and Justin.
Yeah.
Exposed.
Oh, please.
Is this some kind of junk email trying to sell you a vacation or something?
Oh, please.
Where is it? I don't know how to work this newfangled computer. My thumb. I jammed my thumb. I can't play.
Get
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
No, I watched the last part of that. I actually didn't see the whole thing. So
I did.
I'm not that interested and
had
other things to do. So.
Yeah.
I did not watch it. I saw the last quarter, I think, which is probably the only thing you really need to watch, because that's when all the action happened, so.
Yeah, true.
They were soundly beaten.
Yeah.
They didn't score anything until the end, and, whatever.
Yeah.
I jammed my thumb.
Yeah.
So, I saw the Britney commercial, though.
Oh, good. That's
Britney
good.
Through the ages or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, what you got? You got like a thing for something? Like old 60s chicks or something?
No, I'm just saying. It was just interesting, that's all.
All right. You're not going to elaborate on that?
No, I don't have to elaborate. I just say I enjoyed it, that's all.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I was trying to think of a parody song before we started, and I was reading the news, I was waiting for you to call while you were taping your thumb. And,
I read the news today, oh boy.
Actually, it was a Beatles song. I was
really?
Can't funk it, lay. Because they say they can't find him now,
Yeah.
The Enron dude.
Yeah.
So that was I was trying to think of some more verses to it, though, He'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend. It'll make you feel okay. He'll go to Washington. His name is Kenneth Lay. I used to have lots of money, but then I met Ken Lay. There you go.
Wow.
All off the top of my head. Thank you very much, everybody.
Wow, that's really good.
Ken fucking Lay.
That's good.
That faggot's gay. Took all my money with him. There you go.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just was working on it while I was reading the news here, so. I didn't write anything down.
That's good.
I swear.
That's good.
So what's going on?
Well, I'm torn between two stories tonight.
Well, then you could do a song on that, too.
Yeah, I know.
Torn between two stories.
Should I tell about my encounter with the Joe Pesci wannabe?
Oh, gee.
Or my encounter with the local law enforcement?
Wow, that's two sides of the same coin, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know which way to go.
I would go with the Joe Pesci wannabe myself.
Alright, Joe Pesci.
Run-ins with the law always just seem to be, run-ins with the law just don't seem as funny later because it happens to you, so.
Yeah, true. It was just speeding, so.
Oh, you were speeding. Did you get a ticket?
No, I got, you were paying attention, were you, boy?
Oh, jeez. You saw that big old melon head of yours and knew you were some kind of country fool. Well, I would have fixed the speedometer, but I drank that money away. So what's up with the Joe Pesci thing?
Well, I went to my local mall for a sports card show.
Oh, yeah, you're into the sports cards.
Nah, a little bit.
I've only got all the football cards since 1973.
Yeah? No,
Tops.
I'm into it just a little.
You got, you collect Tops, or what's your...
I like Tops, yeah.
Was it? You a big Tops collector?
No, just a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen your collection. I tell you, if you did your laundry as well as you kept those organized, you know, you wouldn't have all those stains in your clothes.
I know.
And your underwear.
I know. So I'm at the mall, and I'm talking to the different people there.
Uh-huh.
And I happen to have a Walter Payton autograph.
Yeah. Walter Payton autograph.
He signed the back of a coaster.
Right. He said, "So you're gonna give me your liver, right?" And you go, "Sure, whatever, Walter, whatever."
That's cold, dude.
Oh, please.
Cold. I would never say anything like that.
I know.
Cold.
Don't say it. We ate at his restaurant together once. I recall.
That was cold, man.
We went to his restaurant. We had a meal there.
Yeah.
You had encountered him there, right?
Yeah, I had got the signature.
Yeah.
And I would never part with the signature.
But you don't mind flashing it around to see how much it's worth.
Yeah. No, but I was asking. I was just curious to see if it would be worth anything.
I will never part with the signature, but could you tell me, is it worth the price of a new Chevy Lumina?
Yeah, I wanted to buy a new car. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm asking some of the dealers. They're like, "Well, we really don't know. We don't know. It's probably worth something, but we don't know, right?"
It's worth about $2. I'll give you right now, buddy.
Yeah, I'll give you $5. They're haggling.
Yeah.
No, as I go to this guy, he's a little kind of like a middle-aged, weather-beaten kind of looking guy, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I ask him. I give him the same story I just told you.
Okay.
And he starts talking. Now. Understand, we're right in the middle of a family-oriented mall.
Right.
And I've just realized I've run into Joe Pesci from Goodfellas. He's like, "Well, hey, Walter Payton, man. You know what? Fuck Walter Payton. Fuck the Bears. You know what? Fuck them. Right?
Was this just a conversation between you and your wife?
No, I was talking to some guy, and he just breaks into this whole the F word. Like,
fuck
he wouldn't
Walter
believe.
Payton.
Huh?
That no good bastard!
Oh my god, I couldn't believe him. Right in the middle of them all, fuck him! Fuck him all! Fuck him! I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan!
Yeah.
What?
Alright.
What about Tony Dorsett? Fuck him! Fuck him!
So what did you say?
I'm like, yeah, you're right, yeah. I'm looking for the exit, I'm trying to get out of there.
You're like, "Well, I'm not into necrophilia, but I suppose if he was just laying around doing nothing, I don't..."
But is it appropriate in the mall? This guy just breaks out into this rant? I'm like, jeez. I'm glad I didn't ask him, a real serious question. Jesus.
What would he have said?
Well, fuck you. Fuck him.
Fuck him. I need a heart transplant. Fuck him.
He deserved it. Fuck him.
You want to buy a fucking card?
Oh, man. What brought this on? I thought...
Well, I think you look a bit mentally deranged when you approach people.
I don't know. I don't know what spurred this guy on with this whole
I think he was posturing.
He went on for like 10 minutes on how Tony Dorsett was actually better than Peyton.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know.
It's all on your point of view, I guess.
I know, but, you know, I'm like thinking, geez, it's just, you know, it's. I just was asking an innocent question. I wasn't trying to be a wise ass.
Yeah.
Like I usually am.
Well, you look like a wise ass, though.
I know. He must have thought, hey, fuck you.
You have a problem with making eye contact, so, you know.
I don't know.
You're like, you know, you keep your head down, you're probably flipping through them. You know, hey, how much would a Walter Payton signed coaster there go for there, buddy? Hey, fuck Walter Payton!
Yeah!
Quit touching my cards!
Hey, fucker! I thought it was a little uncalled for, you know?
So what, anybody else look around, or?
No, I was so embarrassed, I was just kind of, was just trying to keep eye contact. Like, uh-huh.
Were your kids with you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez. Uh-huh.
What?
Were your kids with you?
Oh, no, I didn't hear you say. No, they weren't. No.
Oh, okay.
No, thank goodness. No, because God only knows what he would have said then, you know. Hey, kids, are you listening to everything I'm saying?
Oh, man. Listen to this, kids.
Hey, kids, you want to hear something funny?
I don't know. That's
I thought it was weird. I think
it's a little weird in the mall, yeah.
Yeah.
Mall.
I don't know. I think it was a little worked up for the card show.
Well, evidently he's got a grudge against Peyton and
the
Bears.
If you go to card shows, man, do not mention Walter Payton because you'll get your ass kicked.
Sweetness my ass!
What about Herschel Walker? What about that? What about...
He didn't, like, bring out a baseball bat, did he?
Oh, my God.
Like,
want to
take
you
out.
Dance? Dance for me, fat boy. Come on. Dance.
Evidently, that's his jealous rage because he doesn't have a autographed coaster.
I'm glad I didn't bring it with because he probably would have snagged it out of my hand and smashed the thing. And
tore it up.
Tore it up and ate it. I'm going to crap it out. You want me to see me do that? I'll whip my ass with it.
Oh, my goodness.
Did this really happen?
I believe you.
Yeah.
So did you talk to anybody else? Or
I was afraid to after that. I left. I left.
Did he have a good selection there?
I don't know, because I didn't want to break eye contact with the guy, because I didn't want to watch his hands. I didn't trust him.
See what I mean about you and eye contact?
I know. You never make eye contact like that with some psycho.
Yeah. Well, he was probably thinking the same damn thing.
Some sports card psycho. Hey, all I'm asking is a question. Yeah. Hey, I have an autograph. Do you think it's worth anything?
I don't trust a guy who won't take both his hands out of his pockets.
You know, I didn't ask. Let's draw some critical comparisons between the Cowboys and the Bears. I didn't, you know.
Well, evidently, when you mention Walter Payton, that's what he does.
That pushed this guy over the edge.
It's kind of like that Monty Python skit where the guy was like, you know, if you ask him about mattresses, he stands in a box and starts singing, and then you gotta put their leg in a box and sing with him to get him out of the box. And it's that whole thing. So when you left, they had to have people like come in and console the guy. Fuck Payton! Fuck him! Fuck him!
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping next time you come down, there's a card chick going on.
Oh, yeah, I hope so, too.
Because I will bring you and try to point this guy out.
I think last time I was there, it was like a Hot Wheels thing going on.
Yeah.
It was a card show.
It was a card show as well?
Mm-hmm. I'll bring you next time.
You didn't go, though.
Yeah, we went over and saw the Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
And, so you had to go peruse the Hot Wheels.
Well, if I see this psycho again, I'm bringing you with.
Yeah, thanks. That's all I want to do is go meet psycho card dealers in Iowa.
Just watch yourself. Don't even say anything.
Hey, can I get your autograph?
Hey, what are you doing?
You'll be the 14th psycho card dealer in Iowa. I've got an autograph for you.
Well, my Joe Pesci wannabe.
Well, if you called last night, which you didn't.
Yeah.
It was the day the music died, you know, yesterday.
Yeah.
Long, long
hey,
time
you're right.
ago.
I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
I forgot. Yeah, you're right.
But I was going to make mention of that, and, in the other section of the website, Miles made a little movie called It Happened in Clear Lake.
My first porn. Sorry, me.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of porn that would be.
A solo act.
There was a lot of white on the screen, but I believe it was all snow. So people can go check that out.
Yeah.
But I got a real quick story here. I went to my first time going to a kid's birthday party.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was at this place, like a gym place, like a little kid's, I don't know what you call it.
Playland? Yeah.
No, like a little gym where they do gymnastics and stuff.
Yeah.
And they had it there, and the little kids got to run around, do different things in the mats and whatever. And at the very beginning, I'm trying to, be the supportive dad that I am, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you always give me grief about playing with Barbies and stuff.
No, you're a good dad. Don't
and,
worry.
So they start out and they get this parachute out.
Oh, the
and
worst.
So they're doing these little parachute things. And so at the, when we started out, it was my wife and my daughter and I on the parachute.
Did you get your balls out for the parachute?
No, I did not.
Oh.
And we were doing the whole parachute thing. Well, by the time it was not even halfway through, it was just me. And then, so like, I was the only one holding up this whole side of the parachute because I lost all of my help.
What happened to your family?
Oh, they got to pee or they get freaked out. I don't know what the deal is. So I'm like, sure. I can't leave because if I leave, right, then
sure
the whole...
You didn't rip one off and you were just fanning it around?
If I leave, the whole side of the parachute collapses and, you know, it's kind of like it's just worthless. So.
Right.
Oh, these kids are just peeling off left and right and... So
how hard
it's
were
like,
you doing this? Were you, like, flipping kids off them?
No, the kids weren't bouncing in it. It was just little kids, and so, like, they'd go underneath it and, raise it up in the air. And so then I realized it's, like, me and this instructor lady and her assistant and,
uh-oh,
like, all these kids that aren't mine.
Uh-oh.
And I'm, like, I'm the only guy.
You're, like, the surrogate dad for all these kids.
Exactly.
And they love you.
This I get pulled. No, I don't know if they love me. I get pulled into this situation, so I feel like a total idiot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't even have anybody related to me at this point. I don't even know anybody that's holding this damn parachute.
Oh, jeez.
So thank God it finally finished up, and I stuck with it. Feeling like a total ass.
Did you put any wiffle balls on there?
No, well, they put, like, a playground ball, and they'll whip that thing off of there.
You got, like, big red balls on there?
Yeah. I think it was red, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, from that point on, I was like, no more team thing for me. I'm not going to, because they'll, like, be peeling off, I got to go see what's wrong, and I'll be standing there, in the conga line or whatever the hell is going to happen next.
Scooter basketball.
Yeah. No, it was bad enough with all the daycare kids. Whenever I come to pick up, they want to it's like India. They all grab at you and stuff. And I'll actually sit down and I'll read my child a story.
Oh,
all the other kids kind of glom on because their parents, kind of dump them off. Okay, here you are at daycare. Yeah. Boom, kick
you're
them
like
in the ass.
Dad.
So, yeah, then all of a sudden they're glomming onto me. Hey!
Yeah.
Are you somebody's daddy?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Will you read his story?
And
then my kid wanders off picking her nose or something. I'm sitting there reading to all these Indian children or something.
He's starting to hold her crotch because the potty trained.
Yeah.
This just sounded like the playground scene from the movie The Wall. where paint goes up and he wants the other kid's dad to swing him. The guy's like pushed him away. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
That's you. Get out of here.
Hey, I don't have to love you.
This is my kid.
That's right.
Get away from the parachute, stinky.
Yeah. So, anyway, it worked out okay, but it was just kind of weird. I felt like I was getting put in that spot again, holding this damn parachute. I was just waiting for that ball to flip out of the middle and hit me in the nuts. But
Mr. Lament, you're the anchor.
Thank goodness it didn't. So, but
you
that was
the wind beneath the parachute.
Yeah, you're the wind beneath the parachute. Oh, you're the only dad that had the balls to come out here and hold a parachute. Because most of the other ones didn't show up. I don't know if it's a bunch of single mothers or what. So yeah, great. Hold the parachute.